Essendon, we wear the red and black. We're famous for our courage, we will never turn our backs. With our teamwork and our talking, we'll strive right for the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all. We're called the Bombers, we go our merry way. We'll be there in September in the Premiership we'll play. We'll go striding, we'll be first to the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all.
Yes, hello everyone and welcome to the latest episode of Napier Street Elite. Another nail-biter this week kept us on the edge of our seat, and it was a great way to get into our 50th show. Believe it or not, Dad, we didn't think we'd make it past one, and here we are at this incredible landmark. 50 episodes.
Well, I find two things about that. One, I agree, I didn't think we'd get to 50. To get to 50 is amazing. But the other thing is, that means we've been in here 50 times doing this.
That's right.
That's awfully hard to believe.
We enjoy this room.
50 times.
It's not changed one bit, really.
No, it doesn't really. It doesn't change much.
Just more stuff.
More clutter.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it's 50 shows, so it's great to do. Enjoyed it. It's been fun. We didn't bake a cake or anything, but we should have a highlights show.
Highlights show. Well, yes, right. We could really. What was your favourite moment?
It'll be all the gripes. It'll run for about 8 hours.
I reckon our biggest response was to two things. Last week, people loved our Heppel Jesus analogy.
Yes, that was
and
good.
How Jesus never won a
Brownlow. Oh, I'll tell you what.
A Norwich
Rising Star. That's right. Couldn't even get there.
And I think people quite enjoy our impersonations of, or your impersonations of that.
Brian Taylor.
No, not Brian. Yeah, Brian Taylor and the other one. 50 games.
Wow, we Richo.
And the other one. Who's the other guy?
Well, which way did he go?
Dwayne Russell. Now I know. That's the key. Anywho, thank you everyone who has listened.
Well, if that's what, well, maybe we're doing the wrong things then.
It's a comedy hour.
That's right.
So, thank you everyone who has listened and been involved and tweeted. It's been good fun. And also to those who's criticized us, because it's been even funner.
Absolutely. I
mean, yeah.
We're just chatting away here, our own thoughts, and we've got no mortgage on sensibility.
To the footy.
Yes, well.
What a game.
Well, I don't know.
Gee. What a game.
Unbelievable game.
Unbelievable game. Game of two halves, I think they say. Jekyll and Hyde performance.
Halves. Well, the first quarter has got to be the most unbelievable quarter I've ever seen. I've never seen more errors.
Yep.
And I know people say this, that no one can ever look at our players and say they weren't having a go or doing this or doing that. The turnovers were absolutely. Our West Coast didn't kick another 5 goals is beyond me, but they didn't.
Yeah, they stuffed it. They had a chance in their start of the second quarter.
Every time we went forward, it was a springboard for them to go forward. That's really what it was like. 22-6 for inside 50s, and we had nearly more of the ball. 23 turnovers.
And just to clarify, Steinberg only had 3.
Yeah. Oh no, it's on your list. Here, so I'm not going to bring that up later on. But yeah, that's right.
It was a magnificent result, and what
a second half from you know who.
Wow.
Who shall be aforementioned Jesus, who probably he's now. I'll tell you, in the running for the you know what. We shouldn't
talk about it. But I know someone tweeted me during the week.
Did they?
And he put. He put, I think it was $100 on him when he was at $67. He's now $7.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, why weren't we thinking?
We
should have used our own voting patterns. See, we're not smart enough in this bloody thing.
It's science.
We said whenever Job went down, well, it's going to be a real telling thing.
And now Fife's gone and smacked someone.
Since he's gone down, Heppel hasn't missed votes in he's missed votes in one game. In our voting.
And
he's got double figures 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So
the Port Adelaide game. Which was a dogged game as it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So
yes. No, wow. Look, I mean I don't think he's maxed out twice.
Yes.
And
well he's had 220. Well, we haven't talked about this week, but 225s and 24. That's virtually 3.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
look. And
the trouble is he can only get 3 votes for those in the Brownlow. He can't get any more. But still, you only probably extra need credit. 6 best on the grounds, and he's got, look at this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 possibilities, and there's still 2 games to go. There's a chance.
Let's not talk about it.
Let's not get getting excited again. But
when has there ever been an era of two separate Essendon players winning it in a 5-year span?
Dick Reynolds.
No, two separate Essendon players.
Ooh.
That's one for
in
you
a five-year span. I don't without checking it, I'd say it hasn't happened.
Oh, hang on. Wanganeen and Hurd. That's
93-96.
That's embarrassing.
Blew it away straight away.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted.
You want to rewind, we do it all the time,
you
actually.
Want to rewind that back and yeah, we'll start again.
For everyone that's just started listening now, welcome to the show.
That's right. Wanganeen and Hurd.
Yes.
There you go.
Right. So, top result.
Great result.
Top performance by
and
big
names. And
you know
what I enjoyed the most was the reaction afterwards of the players.
Yes.
Their joy gives me joy.
Yes.
And winning is, you know, we'll talk about something else later, yeah. But their joy made me happy. That's what made me happy. Winning,
Watson's
of course,
reaction. Oh, don't you miss that.
And he apologised for going over the top. Don't do that. Please don't do that. That just shows how much some of these things mean to them. And if it means more to them, that should be everything for every Essendon supporter.
Yeah.
Not how many goals and points we kick, but that it really, we're watching committed, caring, committed, caring football team. And that's important.
Yeah.
That's where I come from.
A real party of men. Yep.
Yep. I mean, we only kicked 11 goals again. Let's not get too excited. Like, this has got to be the most lowest scoring season I've ever known. God help us if we ever kick more.
Votes.
Did you put the pressure on?
Well, no.
I talked too much.
You were starting to waffle.
Okay.
I ran you in.
I gave 3 to you know who.
Yep.
Absolutely Hasels. Cast iron 3.
Hasels,
I got the wrong round here.
But you did. I'm sure you did.
3?
Yep.
I gave 2 to Bagley. I thought he played on men a foot taller, half a foot shorter.
Jack Darling.
2 feet, 2 Jack stone heavier, yeah. 1 stone lighter. He's virtually played on everybody. And he has...
Yep.
Talk about attitude.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Oh,
best game I've seen him play. And if he can keep going.
And we've said that now at least 10 times this week.
And
this year.
The one was a little hard. I had a couple running in it, but I gave it to him because I just thought to come back like that, he was sensational.
Yep.
Absolutely. And even when we were going badly, I mean, he was one of those that turned it over a few times, but I thought he was absolutely sensational. So my were 3 to Heppel, 2 to Bagley, 1 to Hibbert.
There was a ridiculous amount of pressure on the back line. And in my mind, Hibbert
which
and Hooker...
Which was put on there by ourselves.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hibbert and Hooker really stood up. And Hooker, for me, so I did the same 3-2. I didn't give Hooker 1, but he was in the mix of the 1. But I just wanted to make a point. Hooker handballed it off, and he'd been yelling at everyone because he can't hold it in.
He got caught off a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was so unfair for the poor
But he can't hold it in. So he was cracking it at Hibbert, and then he was cracking it at Bagley, and he just wants it to be right.
Yeah.
And then he handballs it off, and he's rolled it out right to, I think it was Jack Darling, who's slotted it in. And his reaction was just, he slumped, and he kind of put his hand up going, I understand. I apologize for my previous misdemeanors, and that was my bad. But yes, my one went to Hocking, who I think has had
no...
Go. No, there's no press ever.
No,
but I think he held Gaff.
Absolutely.
Completely held him. And when we needed him on Pritis, he went to Pritis and this, that, the other. Oh, but for me, and he was at the bottom of nearly every.
Oh, I love the way he plays.
I don't think he got another vote from what I saw.
No, I don't think he has. But look, it's very hard to give those sort of players votes. It depends how you look at things in your.
But
why we love to get votes from everybody.
The other one I was throwing up was Hurley. I think he's had another good game. That's 4 in a row
now. He's had
a
good game too. Well, Windelick when he went forward. I mean, fantastic.
Yes.
Just shows you need that pace. And Goddard was... I'm hoping that they're not doing this.
Well, I've got a grumpy dad about Goddard for you.
Oh, God.
Miss Darley's come at you.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course.
So we'll do that later on.
Suffer in my you-know-what.
That's it.
Geez. Hey, she had a go at us about something else, which I want to talk about too.
So we'll bring that up. That's on the list.
Because it's fair enough.
It is probably fair enough.
Yes. So that's our vote. Okay, so our votes now. Thank you for all those people who voted. Heppel, 24. Bagley, 13. Hibbard, 7. Windelick, 3. Hurley, 2. Hocking, 1.
That's my Hocking.
Which leaves it as a decision has been reached. Heppel is 189. He cannot be passed.
Whoa.
He's won it. And the second winner is Dyson Heppel, so congratulations.
That's huge.
That's made his Brownlow medal come second to this. He's won the Naples
Street
Elite Test and Fairest.
Doesn't need it.
Doesn't need the Brownlow. 189, Watson 114, Goddard 90, Zaharakis 80, and Stanton 68.
Did you reckon? Oh, sorry, Stanton was the other one I wanted to mention.
Yeah,
he was right there for my one vote.
Yeah, he was.
He nearly. I actually think I wrote him in originally at 2.
He played
but I think
well.
When you rewatch it, you can't
past
Bagley.
And you can't go past Heppel's.
No. Heppel's head and shoulders.
So that,
Did you think he'd win like this? 3, 2 games to go?
No.
No. That's huge.
I mean, when we're talking about it, as I said, when Job went down, Job was, I'm not sure how many votes in front, and he's been passed by 70. Well, I can probably quickly calculate
but that's, but it's an incredible
feat. Well, I'll tell you how many votes he was behind, because nothing like a good Excel spreadsheet. He's caught up 124 votes.
So it's a 124-point swing? Or is
it's a 124-point swing from where he was to Job. Because Job hasn't got a vote in all that time. He's got 124.
Wow.
So,
well, said we needed him to stand up.
No, we said we needed a group, and he was in that group. And, he's the one in that group who has done it. The other one probably has been Ryder, who's probably got votes.
And
Zaharakis, who started better than Heppel.
Smashed it and then fell apart.
And then he's sort of not quite there.
I've got two things to mention now. I've got to get this off my chest. One, Ryder against probably the best swing ruckman, the hardest two I'd say to play against. And he did it on his own this week, and he did it very well.
We've talked about it right before, on his own, fantastic.
Surely Nat Newey and Cox, that is the hardest to deal with on your own.
Yep.
And well done to Joey Danaher to put his body on the line a couple of times as well, just letting Cox run into him.
I'm not sure how much, a lot of press was said about, he got a real rev from the, I'm not sure exactly what rev he got.
Well, he certainly was a lot more composed.
He was just
and a short run up.
He was a bit cooler.
A short run up.
Didn't he get so excited, how good did Joe Danaher? He's terrific to watch. You can't go crooked.
Now, I am always at the head front. I know I'm hard on Zaharakis, consistently hard on him. I think I go overboard because it's funny sometimes, but I think I was wrong. Because I think the Zacharometer you talked about a couple of weeks ago.
He's one of those players.
When you put up the point who kicked the winning goal.
Yeah.
I must have known then, but I forgot.
It's not that he's the best on the ground, but he does those individual acts. See, there are players like that all through our history. Michael Long was absolutely brilliant individual acts
but he still gets 28, 30 touches a week.
Yeah, Zaharakis works more than that. So there are players that just sometimes the right man at the right time pops up, and it's often the one person. The way it is.
The point I'm coming to is that I'm going to calm it down,
and
I'm sure he'd be much appreciated and relieved to hear I believe this way, and I think he's only stood up, but I think he'll be back in the leadership team next year. 100%.
We'll fix that up.
I'll talk to Bomber when he's done doing his True Value Solar ads. And have you seen that, by the way?
No.
Oh, have a look.
Okay.
Have a look in. I should have got you to look at it before we talked about it, because it's hilarious. Mm. It is so funny. All right, moving on. We're lagging again. What have I got? Steinberg.
Yeah, I thought,
top-notch effort.
I thought that some of the commentating that I heard was pretty ordinary, and some of the crowd reaction was also ordinary.
Just for a change. I thought we'll talk about the crowd in 2 points.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I think he's got the right attitude. I just think he plays the right way.
Because I can tell you now, 2 years ago he didn't. I remember watching him at Windy Hill. And him get absolutely smacked by, I'm pretty sure it was North Melbourne, whoever they are.
I think.
And he was downtrodden.
I think it was the Northern Bull Ants.
Northern Blues.
I remember the Carlton, day you're talking about. That's right. Yes.
And he sulked off.
Yes.
And I think it wasn't long after that he got delisted. It was pretty, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And
I think he's...
And he's gone about it the right way now.
Yeah, I think he's strong, he's physical, he has a go.
He's short, but he's a mover.
Well, West Coast Eagles are tall. They are very big. When they ran out, thought, hello.
Well, they run out right under us.
The Giants.
They run out right under us, and I pretty much high-five Cox, and I'm on level three. So it was ridiculous.
Well, what's his name's taller, Lyset?
Oh, yeah.
And Steinberg started on him. He's a foot shorter.
But who would you play? There's no one else.
No, that's right. And what's his name was on him for a few minutes? Bagley. Well, that's pretty fair.
Poor Bagley.
He nearly hit his heat.
Because Hurley was on Darley, the other one.
Yeah, the guy. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Anyway, the next point I've got there is Watson.
What a way to start.
I
wasn't that a tearjerker moment? We had a few of them on Friday night.
Oh, it was exciting. The best part, though, and I will commend the Essendon supporters for this, is not only is he on a pedestal now, he embodies the club.
Because
when he went to toss the coin, and we didn't need an announcement,
No, we don't.
But as soon as that second siren went,
oh mate,
and he started to walk up, mate, the crowd went.
That's the stuff I love about sport. That's you know what I'm like, emotional. Yes. That's tears stuff. Tears.
Welcome back, Job. Now from the positive to the negative.
What a bunch of wankers.
What a bunch of losing
wankers, our supporters.
Yeah, that was.
I'm really getting to a point of I don't know what to do.
Yes.
We had different supporters on our level, and behind us by halfway through the second quarter, it was getting that bad that a guy just forward to the front of us turned around and said, "Listen here," to the guys behind us. "I'm a player's father." Now, I'd love to. Should have had the courage to ask who, but didn't. Can you just stop it?
Yeah.
Can you? And he really just without swearing, it was just pathetic. And during this week, we've had Hocking and Watson both congratulate the Essendon supporters for being so supportive and getting him over the line. Wrong. Mm. And don't patronise it. Don't hide it. We congratulate the team for getting us supporters over the line. They were fantastic.
Yep.
And once it swung and once the momentum shifted, up they were with their scars again.
Support means support.
Look it up in the dictionary, some of you blokes.
I hope very much it was a blip. But
we've had a lot of blips.
Yes. I had a couple of guys behind me, and I know obviously Goddard's had a bit of a rubber, not the best run at the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but it's the personal attacks that I'll never, ever understand, considering what this guy's obviously done. And then they turn on Stanton at the easy target.
Don't they know that we actually are playing the opposition? Mm. The opposition fans hate us. Everyone else hates us. We don't need to hate ourselves.
I'll never be able to fathom that self-hate.
I don't understand it.
Not at all.
And to yell and abuse at our own players.
Oh, and the Steinberg thing.
Oh.
Like, the hate.
The kid's playing his first game, and two of his first disposals weren't really good.
Three out of three.
But the point is... Is that relevant?
No. He's wearing red and black. Surely it doesn't matter at this point.
He's on our side.
If we're going to watch Justin Murphy, Ty Zantuck and Matt Allen run out in red and black and we support them, sure, we would support a kid who's giving his all. You know what I mean?
I know I'm pretty old, but I have a simple theory. You're right out there in red and black, you got my support.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I cannot abuse a player.
No, I find it... Anyway, and obviously it's not everyone out there, everyone starts to get all shitty. But it really hurts us,
and we're getting older, and it's a bit much when... Well, maybe this is a two-edged sword, and I hope she's not going to listen to this one.
She's going to listen to this one. I know exactly what you're going to say, because she messaged me.
Uh-huh.
The text said, gone to the bar.
Yeah, or maybe that's because she wanted a drink.
She's thirsty. She does get thirsty.
But she got upset.
No, she did.
It's really, really...
We did too. We actually ended up going down to the bar in the third quarter.
It's a bit rank.
Not for any other reason than
it was all right for you.
Mm.
Well, if you didn't do that...
Well, you going to bring that up?
Oh, well, it's up to you. It's not my issue.
I should have even been there. But, so we're in the Highmark members, and I was lucky...
In the victory room. Yeah.
I was lucky enough to walk away with a signed Joe Danaher shirt.
Well done.
Never won anything in my life.
All I have to say to that, and you're my... And I love you, and congratulations. Yes. But ever since 1970, God, I've been buying that bloody TV raffle, football raffles and shirt raffles, and haven't won one. I probably own 18 shirts, 22 TVs, and 14 footballs. But you've got one, so I'm happy.
I bought Mama wine, and it's got to be you want to for $9, the biggest wine I'd ever seen. So we're sitting there. She goes, "I can't drink it any quicker." And I go, "Don't worry." And so we're sitting there munching on a bag of twisties because we're all exhausted. And the old fella walks around going, "You know, $2 for one, three for five.
That's the one.
As you do." And I go, "Oh, who is it?" Turns around, number six, my number. Obviously, growing up.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's our boy JD, who's just the excitement machine. I thought, "Oh, well, have a bun. No worries." He reads out the number. I will never forget D2951. And I've gone, "Oh, yeah, I've got D." And I look down, it's the first number. And I remember thinking, because I had the three tickets, and I remember looking at the other two.
Well, they're no good. I've lost.
Oh, my. And you know the first thought?
What's that?
I could have only bought one.
You're a dickhead. You're an idiot.
So I stood up and took the thing. I was so excited.
That's great.
Yes.
So there you go. So Mum's going to the bar actually paid off.
I told her never to stop drinking.
That would be a first. But that was that.
So that was that.
We had a go.
So the supporters, We're not going to preach anymore.
We're finished. We do a lot of it.
But love the red and black.
Let's
and forget
get out
everything.
There and give everyone else heaps.
Everyone else is against us.
That's right.
So let's just chill. News. The only real news I saw was this under-22 squad thing, and Carlisle and Heppel have made it.
Yes.
I think that's great.
It's superb. And it's they both huge. Deserve it more than I can say. And outstanding result.
How old's Hooker? He must be much older.
No, I don't think so.
I'd be very surprised that there's an under-22 that's better than him.
I've got this particular...
Well, what's his games at? And we can work it out.
Hooks? Well, I've got it right up to date here.
So he's not played 100 games yet. Oh, he would have this year.
Hooker's up to 108, yeah.
So that's what, four
so
seasons?
That's probably four, at least four. That's
five seasons. So he's over that. That's good. Okay. Well, we should have practiced that.
Yeah.
So that's good to
work these things out on the run.
It's a good thing.
Excellent.
Congratulations to Buckets and Jesus.
Jesus Heppel. Sounds great.
It works. Maybe
absolutely.
He'll change.
We've done it again.
Better than Dyson.
Yeah, well,
Dyson him up.
Dyson him up, Heppel.
Right. Gold Coast is this weekend.
Well, this is it.
Another massive game. We've got to say it every week.
Well, this is it for us, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what this... Now, just calm the farm down when I'm about to tell you the time that it's on.
Yeah, well, no, I don't understand it because I won't know how to get there.
14:10.
Yes.
So they got...
And translated into English, that means 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
On a Saturday.
But it's still undercover.
No, we can't have everything, but 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Apparently, the missus was telling me, actually, it's going to be quite a nice day, so there's every chance the players are going to get burnt. Or at least have their retinas destroyed.
2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Get down.
Is the public transport working at that time? Sorry,
that's facetious to all new level.
That's right. Fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic.
It's very exciting, and it's time to run riot, in my opinion.
It's very important game. Very important game.
But it's more than just finals and stuff. Finals, it's time to
I think for the players, they're starting to mention this a lot. Last year burnt a lot. I think... That's the nadir they want to pass, is qualifying for the finals.
Where did they come?
And I think it's pretty critical, and I think this game could just about do it. So let's everyone please get behind them, and if things start looking bad, because they probably do, because we don't play four quarters, and we do give the ball away a lot, but let's get behind them, and let's get behind them, and let's get behind them.
That's it. Get behind them, I think, is the
And
point.
If we win this, we'll be there in September. And we'll be able to buy tickets in the old-fashioned way.
The old school.
Love it.
Old school. Righto. So, get down there, 2:10 Saturday afternoon.
Can't wait.
By the numbers.
Well, 26.
Now, I think I can say unanimous now, can't I?
No, it wasn't unanimous.
No, it wasn't unanimous.
No. We had a couple of other voters, but it was a smashing victory to Mark Thompson, which is correct.
Who got other votes? I didn't even know.
Which is correct. Which is absolutely correct and how it should be. But we had other votes. We had, I think, just from memory. Well, we shouldn't go by memory, should we? We should have a...
Not your memory.
Yes, I have a problem with memory at the moment.
So the 27s then.
Well, you want the 27s?
I want the 27s, please.
Frank Kane, Albert Marchese, Jack Kidd, R. Lawrence O'Shea. It's my vote for his name.
That's the best name in the world.
Robert Matthews.
He's the reason why they don't have names on the back of the sheet.
E.A. Plummer, that's right. Noel Smith. Jack Cockburn, Fred Buttsworth,
wow.
Ron Jory, Cockburn and Buttsworth. You're disgusting.
I didn't say
Robert
anything.
Bradley, John Fanning, James Forsyth, Alexander Talbot, Simon Madden, Stephen Alessio, Matthew Allen, Jason Laycock, and Zach Merritt.
Wow.
Now,
surely
if there was a laydown Mazaire for 26, there's a double laydown Mazaire here.
Yes.
We've got to mention Steve Alessio, who is a really, really, really good player. We love him.
The Musashi
Wheel.
He's
an Essendon person through and through. But when you listen to this, you cannot vote for anybody else for number 27. 18 seasons.
Jesus.
378 games, 575 goals, 20 finals, 17 interstate games and 26 night games. So that's
when you say interstate, do you mean representative?
Correct.
Yep.
Representative, sorry. Yeah.
State of origin.
State of origin, whatever it was at that time. Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah,
46, 56, 60. That's well over 430 games when you add all that up. Two premierships, four grand finals, captain, four best and fairest, three times leading goal kicker, Essendon Hall of Fame 96, team of the century 97, champions of Essendon 2002.
What number is he?
Five.
Oh,
five.
That's huge. In our history. That's huge.
Five, yep. Champions of Essendon in 2002, Norm Smith medalist, captain of Victoria, six times All-Australian, EJ Witten medalist, AFL Hall of Fame, AFL Life member. So God. Simon Madden, it just doesn't need to
so
go
So you have
any
to say
further.
He's
so
the best modern-day Essendon player?
I would have to. Oh.
Above Hurd? Because he did make, I know Hurd's third.
Records.
Yeah.
He's
accolades.
But Hurd was a match winner. Yeah, well, so true. Was Simon Madden. Well, people forget.
Kicked 500 goals. He must have been a match somewhere.
I remember a game
there.
Against Collingwood at Waverley where he was thrown up on the forward line when he was still young and gangly and kicked about seven and just turned everything on its head. I remember a game at West Coast, the sock game, when we were down and we were under the pressure and he took a mark on the scoreboard pocket. And you could see him thinking. You could actually see the wheels turning. He didn't know what to do. So he played on around the man on the mark and slotted it. And a Windy Hill, they're not easy to do.
No.
He did amazing things. He played nearly 400 games, nearly 600 goals. One of my heroes when I was a kid. And as I was growing up, obviously, because he played for that long.
Yeah.
Yep. Simon Madden for me.
Yep. So you can go to NapierStreetElite.com. That'll be up tonight. We should mention as well, sorry that we're a night late. We haven't apologised. We're all excited about our 50th episode.
Yeah that's right.
We should apologise. Last night, Dad, you know, as I said on Twitter, Treasurer's work is never done.
Unfortunately, had a meeting.
Except for now, it is done, isn't it?
In that particular for the cricket role, club. It is done.
That's an end of an era, but we won't talk about that. We'll save it for the cricket podcast. So, NapierStreetElite.com. Please go ahead and vote.
Podcast.
Oh, I don't know. Cricket's dying.
Oh, don't be stupid.
We need a video podcast with a slapstick to make sure it works. Maybe you know what we should do? Light up goalposts. That will save AFL, just like it's saving cricket.
Oh, let's make you
eat. Let's not. I'm being facetious, everyone.
Actually,
I'm a cricket
if you're going to talk silly,
let's go on.
Are they going to stop this goal line review? Or are they going to get goal umpires that have got eyesight?
Have you ever watched QI? Hang on. Have you
yes,
ever,
I
right?
have.
Right. What we should have, I should do, is have buzzwords, right? And if we say it, we yes. lose points.
Okay.
Right? Because I reckon that is going to be the biggest joke
yep.
in the game.
Yep.
And I'm telling
you. It's a blight on our game.
Saying it to the wife, they will end up having light up goalposts or a net. They will end up having something.
Yeah, but that doesn't help. A net doesn't help.
Well, catch the bloody umpire, it might help. It's like a fish in there. He's got no idea.
But they do have ideas. They never got it wrong. That's what I'm saying. Now they're not backing
so
their
reactive.
Judgment because, oh, God, there's a camera now. Oh, God, I might have got it wrong. I better ask.
Yep.
Oh, no. They're hardly ever wrong. And if they make one or two mistakes a year, we can live with it. We're not that pathetic.
We are so reactive. It's you know, it's all about that one goal in Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
clearly a goal.
And it's also
and the grand final.
And the Geelong one.
That's right.
That's the. I understand. And one day
no,
it could create.
No,
but
I don't understand.
Unless you have a perfect system, don't do it.
Here we go again. I'll talk about it again. I always forget who did it. Was it Bartlett or someone? Knocked it in from the boundary line.
Oh, no, it was...
Not Bartlett. Carlton.
Yeah,
that's right. Money or nothing, that was out.
Of course it was out. He was in row three.
But it's one of the best moments
his
in AFL
His body
history.
Was over the line and his arm was still going for the
out.
Ball. So logic says, maybe now.
I'm just saying, let's not...
But that's right.
The romance is so
and
hard.
Romance is dying, yeah. I guess. Because we're in the modern era and you're not allowed to have romance. Listen, should we have a romance podcast? No. Wow. You and I wouldn't be good at it.
No. Well, I mean, I would.
Oh.
Okay, VFL.
VFL. We won.
Back on the winning ledger.
Yep.
I thought that said D. Wallace there, who kicked the goal. It's not, it's D. Willis. Best thing here, and this is the other thing I wanted to bring up for the Gold Coast, it is time for him to get his last chance.
I think so.
Yep.
And that's a perfect game to do it.
The perfect game to do it.
We said it last week, we were wrong, but again, he was in the best players.
But he's best. He's best on ground.
Oh, he was this time.
And I think we should give Fantasy another go.
Well, that was a bit disappointing. He's in good form.
And I still feel the most sorry for Kavanagh.
Yeah.
To play 20 minutes of a game, get dropped.
Yeah, but he.
I know he didn't play well.
No, not
no
so bad, but there
well.
Probably wasn't a slot for him. I can't see.
And Josh Toy's back up there, so that's good to see. He's it.
So we're, one game to go.
Yep.
Last game.
And now Coughlin as well, by the way.
Wow, we don't want to mention him. He's in the squad as well, so he's.
That's a buzzword.
He's up there, he's a buzzword.
And guess where it is? Under lights.
Simmons Stadium under lights, 7:30 on a Friday night. Wow. So if you're not doing anything on a Friday night, you've got nowhere to go and no
Actually,
one to
I
see. Let's get down to Simmons, down to Geelong.
Love Geelong.
Watch our Essendon twos do their stuff.
It's one of the best cricket grounds there.
Beautiful.
Oh,
on the other side,
lush.
Of course. Not cutting any apart.
No, no, on the very other side.
They've done a great job.
Oh,
with
yeah. With
fantastic
the
weather
in there. No.
Oh, beautiful.
Better than Marina Council, that's for sure.
Oh, please, please. You get us in trouble. I'll tell you what, that's a sore point.
Grumpy Dad.
Yeah, wow. Which one are you going to start with?
When is BJ back?
Oh.
No, so she's gone, ask Dad, when is BJ back? Grumpy Dad, when is BJ back?
Right.
I think, don't forget.
I've got one thing to say that I hope they're not doing. And I don't know, because we don't know. We're not close
enough. I can tell you now, he's hurt.
Well, I reckon he started hurt. And if that's right, that's not...
Oh, no, I reckon he got hit hard. That hit,
he did get hit hard.
That hit.
But I just thought that he was slow from the start. Mm. Playing up forward, he just didn't have any get up and go.
Surely they wouldn't.
I mean, his attitude is so fantastic. So, to everyone, yeah.
And Chappie.
He needs to come back, but they...
did you see Chappie tackle Gaff?
Oh, my God.
Gaff, you know, he's bouncing about. And the thing about Chapman, he seems to be able to completely eradicate any distance between you and him.
No, because he runs in totally straight line.
In totally straight line.
He doesn't try to anticipate any balks. But he sees man,
boom,
hits man, right? And
man,
if the guy doesn't balk, he's in a lot of trouble. And I love it. So, yes, I know he's not playing very well, and I'm hoping he's back this week. If he's fit, if he's not fit, he doesn't play.
Agreed.
Right? And get him right for the – we might make finals. I mean, I shouldn't be jinxing this, but we might need him in for bigger things.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm disappointed too.
Now, did you want to have a talk about of what we promised we wouldn't talk about? Because we've had a couple of complaints that we don't necessarily...
Well, there was a tweet you read to me that said something like that we're not really up on it.
Yes.
And I quite sort of, that's fine, but we asked for help, I think, on our last podcast. If people can help us on this the court case, give us a hand. So I try to cover
so
it the way
I feel guilty because
I physically
can't handle it anymore. I'm waiting
for
a result.
Yep,
that's
I just
me.
My but if people are criticising my opinion, that's fine because my opinion is we can't win even if we win.
Yep.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But that's my feeling is that the more this is in the paper, even if we win the case, these Asada have been proven in this case to be so inept that they'll be after us double time.
Yep.
So there's no statute of limitations
because technically
here.
This case is only about.
The legality of the investigation. This case got nothing to do with did we or didn't we take trade.
Once this is done,
yes.
Then the case starts. Then
that's how I'm reading it. Now, if we're wrong, tell us.
Please.
Yes.
Now, we've just had some horrible news come through live.
I don't believe I'm seeing this.
Right. Now, it's lucky that we are on the Twitter, and because we're in our own little mode. So it's 6:29, and we haven't looked up Essendon since... We sat down, we opened up the website when we started,
yep.
At about 6 o'clock, there was
nothing
no news.
There. Suddenly now.
Now, suddenly, I get a tweet from Gareth, who always tweets us. Heppel breaking his hand in training is enough to make me grumpy. Hope that's really only a one-week injury. So, it goes to say, yes, in a midfielder, Dyson Neville is expected to miss this week's game against
we've
the Gold Coast after fracturing
minutes.
His hand. Do we have to start again?
We've just spent 15 minutes carrying on about him winning the Brownlow, and he's broken his hand at training.
And he'll still win it. Oh, dear. That's a horrible way to end the show.
Jeez, that's a downer.
Woof. Time for Leroy Jetter to step up, get some Brownlow votes.
Good luck.
Oh, shit.
Running from a half back line, keeping two men quiet and getting nearly 30 possessions in a half.
Yeah.
I can see Leroy.
Yeah, that'll be tough. Dyson sustained a fracture in his hand during training this morning, but we're extremely fortunate that Greg Hoy was able to operate this hand within the hour.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable. I've been at the Maroondah Hospital.
Oh, good luck.
With a stingray.
He wouldn't be ready for round 22 next year.
I could have died. And instead, the doctor comes in, where's the stingray man? And I walk out with no shirt on, completely delirious from boredom, saying, here I am, stingray man. This guy gets his... Anyway, that's where I went wrong.
So
I should have played AFL
football.
Footy.
Ah, yes,
the surgery was a success. Dyson had a plate and screws inserted into his hand.
God.
And we're confident his recovery will be minimal. Recovery time will be minimal.
Unbelievable.
Because don't forget, at the end of the season, just like a car, he'll get that cut open. They'll take it out. They'll do another thing.
Oh, Jesus.
They're unbelievable now what they can do.
Those players will love them.
Yep. So that's very disappointing. Who's going to come in for him? There you go. Hot question. Who's going to come in? Surely Orazio will have another go then. Yeah?
Yeah.
And Jetta?
Yeah.
Can we put two
Could
in for
Could
we
Apple? Put three in for it? Can we change the rules?
I reckon this is the 50th show and this is the worst possible way to end it. There you go. All right.
Gee whiz. Changes the battle, changes a lot of things.
I'd say next week, watch out for Zahara, because I reckon he's going to have a huge one. I know it's not at the MCG, but I just reckon he's going
to
have a
huge one. They might keep the roof open and he'll pretend it's the MCG.
That's right. He's like me.
He needs sunlight.
When he drives, he really enjoys the aircon on, even if it's cold. He needs some sort of breeze on him, I reckon. We're kindred spirits in that way. Okay, Friday night next week, we are at Simmons Stadium, the VFL side, the last game of the year. I will try to convince my wife to go down, actually. So there's no chance of going. No. As the next day, we will certainly be going to our first 2:10 home
fixture. We'll be late. We better bring a note from our mum.
We won't know. We'll have to set the alarms away early. All right? Jesus. So until next week, everyone, please...
Is that all for social? Sorry to be rude.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay.
We weren't very social this week.
Okay.
Probably my fault.
Well done.
Unfortunately, I've been stuck at work.
Well done for 50 shows.
Yes, well done, Dad. 50 shows, good work. You. Hey? No. Hey?
Raise your idea, bat. So you take the
idea. Yeah. Good on you.
Nah, and we'll be back next week, on Tuesday night. Yeah, it has to be Tuesday night next week because Wednesday we're not here. So, yes.
Well, that's bloody AG committee meeting.
I have committee meetings.
Sorry, everyone. We're just talking amongst ourselves. So please find us on Twitter. At Napier Street Elite. You can find us on Facebook as well, Napier Street Elite. You can email us at napierstreetelite@gmail.com or find.
And just to let you know, I've been doing a bit of work for a song for the Essendon Footy Club, and it's not very good.
That's news.
Yeah, news to you.
Well, you've been putting it together? I bought a MacBook recently. You can use GarageBand.
No. It's an actual real song. I was listening to it driving, and I thought, oh my God, is all I thought. But we'll work on this during the week.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
No, I just thought of it then. To tell you.
What song do you think it is, everyone? Tweet us now, okay?
It's not a positive thing.
At Napier Street Elite, it's not a positive thing.
No. It's not an upbeat positive thing.
So no more clues.
No more clues.
Negative song? About Essendon Football Club. What could it possibly be?
Yep.
Okay, at Napier Street Elite, please tweet us your thoughts, or, of course, on Facebook. Until next week, Bomber fans, go Bombers.
Go Bombers.